working out weekly?
I worked out for about 5 weeks. First couple weeks, didn't really do a whole lot of nothing, but got back into it and trained there real close to the house there in Oklahoma City.
How tough was it to watch all these games and think, you know, what you could have done to be a part of, especially when they were losing guys?
I didn't like it, I can tell you that much. It was a situation. You can put that on record. So it was.
Do you have remorse when you come back about, you know, the team was 3-1 when you went down?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that weighs on my mind all the time. Even right now when I'm with the team, I feel like a lot of things could have happened differently with the season. Not saying, you know, one player can do, you know, that much, but I feel like I could have helped the team in a lot of good ways.
How was this harder than you expected?
I mean, I saw it coming for a while. It just except the process took so long. That was probably the main deal. Just knew it was coming and then having to wait the duration, the timeout. So.
You only have 2 games left in this season, but
yeah.
Do you look at it as I have to start to rebuild trust with my bosses and the people that I play for and work for?
Yep, that's why they drafted me here to play tackle for them, and they need me on the field. So, and that's what I haven't been, you know, past couple years. Been 4 years in and really only played 3, so if that tells me anything. So from now on, I mean, no more strikes or I'm out. So I know what's at stake, and I think this will bring the best out of me as a player and hopefully, you know, as a person.
Can they trust in you and depend on you to be here?
Yeah. At least for these next 2 weeks anyway. Nah. But on a serious note, this is hard. I mean, I don't care who believes it or not, but words can't express anything. I'm just going to have to show by action. So over the next few years, just less talk and more action.
Lane, how was your reaction to the parents coming back?
I mean, they're happy I'm back. I mean, I'm happy to see them. I missed them. So hopefully go out and go get a win Thursday and against the Cowboys next week. That's all I can do.
What was your meeting like with Doug when you came back and talked to him, if you have, before this practice?
Just get ready. Just get, I went and worked out with Stout first day back. Steve, I was in shape, and just told me to get ready. That's pretty much it. Spent time with Stout, just going over the playbook and getting ready for Thursday.
How hard is it going to be to play Thursday?
We'll see. 10 weeks out, going against pretty good players, so we'll see. See if I'm up to it.
Did you address the team as a group when you came back, or just the individual?
No, I mean, I've talked to the guys over the break. Talked to them. They called me. I called them. But yeah, I mean, they know. They know that I failed the team this year. Could have been a lot different, and that's on me.
When you come back, do you feel that it is you who messed up, or do you obviously have a situation pending? Do you feel that?
Yeah, no. I don't put the blame on others. I mean, I'm on a lot of people's list, but I got a few people on my list as well. So, that thing will get settled here in the next few months. So we'll see what happens.
Lane, sorry if you answered this already. Can you talk about the frustration of just being out this whole time and seeing your teammates?
Yeah, I think it showed in my first four games. I was trying to play as hard as I can. I mean, even now when I come back, I'm going to try to play as hard as I can, and that's all I can do. That's all I can control is just how hard I play. And it's more action-based than what words can say. So got to go out there and go play good.
You told us, I think, in Detroit that night after you kind of knew that was it, that you weren't going to take any more supplements. Mm-hmm. Are you still going to subscribe to that, or are you going to
– Yeah, I'm eating. People accuse me of steroid use. I mean, coming out of college or whatever. I mean, I'm bigger than I've ever been. I'm, 320 plus. So I'm fine where I'm at.
Who were you able to work out with while you were home? Any like college players?
No, it was more baseball players. A few guys. Ty Hensley is with the Yankees. Another dude named Connor is with the Dodgers. Some of those guys are rehabbing.
Lane, going from high school, college, and pros, do you think that those – people who run athletic directors do a better job of educating players about supplements, PEDs?
I think they're getting educated now. I think, as you see more players, getting pop, people will learn more. So hopefully I'll be an example for everybody.
So high schools, like the PIAA?
I'm not sure about really high schools. In college, yeah. Starting in college really when they start educating you.
The teams tune in, does that, A, show your value to the team, and also, what type of responsibility do you feel for the team?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I let the team down. I feel like we had momentum whenever I left. I feel like we should have been 4-0 that game after the Detroit game. It's the way it is. I mean, it's all on me. But like I said, I mean, all I can do is go play, do enough talking. I can talk all day about it, but it's really going to be, you know, showing and proving that through the rest of my contract.
The fans have been tough on you. You have a sense of that, and do you have a message to them?
Yeah, I got to go out and go prove it to them. Enough talking about it. Just go out there and go play good football and go play hard for them, and that's all I can do for the city.
What have the conversations been like with your teammates?
You're just keeping up with kind of the playbook, kind of the morale, kind of what's been going on, just keeping up with that. But more just keeping in touch with the guys.
Lane, you said you don't need the supplements, but obviously you're taking them for a reason. So, you know, what's the challenge of not having? What did they provide and what?
I mean, you take a multivitamin, fish oil. It's more for anti-inflammatories. I mean, you go around the locker room and look at them now. I mean, it's kind of the essential pack, whatever people take. But I mean, you don't necessarily need it. You can get everything you can through food, but that's just what a lot of guys do.
Do you really come back here with a chip on your shoulder, to feeling like you have to reprove yourself in this league?
Yeah. I still feel I'm one of the best right tackles in the league, if not the best right tackle there is. I mean, but having said that, I mean, I still got a lot to prove, and I'm going to keep proving that every game I'm out there, try to be the best player I can be.
Are you surprised you're stepping in the start right
now? That's what I expected coming back. I mean, if I didn't, I was going to support whoever it was. I'm going to go try out and play the best I can. That's going to be tough after 10 weeks off, but, my goal was to stay in shape and be ready for the situation whenever I came back.
Were you watching the games as they were taking place while you were gone?
Yeah. I mean,
what was going through your mind?
I mean, definitely not something I enjoyed, but just try to watch some of the offense, especially a couple weeks before I return back, just see kind of scheme-wise what we've been doing so I can get used to it.
Hey, Lane, in your absence, Big V and Isaac both played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts from what you could see, I guess, just on TV of them and, you know, kind of the O-line moving forward with those guys?
You know, Big V took a lot of heat after the first game. It's kind of like my rookie year after I played Kansas City. You know, you're a bust, you know, after you have a bad game. So the thing he did, he was very resilient, went out there and played well, you know, the rest of the time. It's all about improving. So I thought he played well. I think Isaac played well. I think those guys are going to be a valuable, you know, asset to our team moving forward.
These last several weeks, it's been, you know, somebody different. There were a couple different guys in that one game where Matt Tobin had to step in.
Yeah.
What was it like watching that? Did you believe how much turmoil there was at your position?
Yeah. It just seems like everybody stepped in at right tackle, ended up getting hurt and end up being musical chairs and just kind of, you know, messed up the continuity of the line. That's something that you really need to be stable, be successful.
What's the main thing or two that you would like to see changed about the process after going through something like this?
I just wish the process would come sooner. I mean, not take so long, not be so dragged out. But other than that, though, I mean, it's kind of out of my control. So I think the next CBA, I think there'll be a lot of things changed. You see a lot of voices like Richard Sherman who disapproval of how things go on. So I think a lot of things will change come 2020.
Take two more for Lane, please. Lane, beyond these last two games, has the team talked to you about your future with the organization?
Mm-hmm. I'll just go play.
What was today like practicing? Did you feel in the swing of things?
Yeah, I feel good. No, I felt natural. My goal was just to stay in shape, so when I came back, it wasn't odd. So that's what I did. You know how to get used to a few new plays other than that, though, but it wasn't that bad.